I came to Baltimore in 2010. I arrived about a week before my family got here, so it was me and a lot of boxes in our new home, and I couldn't find a thing. I couldn't find our mezuzot, but this isn't a story about my mezuzahs. I also couldn't find our pots and pans and dishes, and I think I subsisted pretty much entirely on bean and rice burritos from the On the Hill Cafe in Bolton Hill and and milkshakes from the Burger King on North Avenue until my family arrived. The other thing that I was struggling to find was some of my clothes, and I needed some new suits anyway, and so I asked around at the shul, and they said, well, if you need to get some new suits, the best place to go is to Joseph A. Bank, because you can get three suits for the price of two. And I did. I went to Joseph A. Bank, and I got three suits for the price of two. What I didn't know at the time is that Joseph A. Bank, the man, not the retail store, actually lived in my neighborhood in Reservoir Hill. Not long after that, I met a man named Father Tom Composto. Father Tom was the longtime director of the St. Francis Neighborhood Center in Reservoir Hill, a stalwart and really important anchor institution in our community. And I learned that the St. Francis Center is actually housed in the home that Joseph A. Bank lived in the early 20th century. That was really interesting to me, and I got to know a little bit about this guy, Joseph A. Bank. Joseph Albert Bank was the grandson of a tailor, a Lithuanian Jewish family that came to this town, and he worked in his grandfather's shop. He was actually cutting cloth as an 11-year-old boy in 1898, and he moved up in the family business, as it were, which was really a very small shop. He started selling trousers around the South, and eventually he inherited the business, and he created Joseph A. Bank, the retail store, in 1945. That's the story of Joseph A. Bank, the man, not the retail store. Fast forward a little bit, and here I'm living in Reservoir Hill, and at this point I've located my mezuzot, and I've located my kalim, my pots and pans, and all of that, and my family has moved to Baltimore, and we're living in our new home, and we're having a great time. And also I'm serving as the rabbi of Beth Am Synagogue, and that's going pretty well. And over time, we develop some things at Beth Am to further deepen our relationships in Reservoir Hill. We talk about relational justice and building connections with our neighbors and serving as an effective anchor institution in our synagogue and flowing out from our walls into the surrounding neighborhood. And so it wasn't all that much of a surprise when years later I get a call from now the executive director of the St. Francis Neighborhood Center. His name is Torben Green, and I had known him for a long time. Father Tom had passed away several years prior, and Torben was doing a really nice job. In fact, they'd raised a bunch of money in order to renovate and expand the St. Francis Center in the old Joseph A. Bank home. So Torben calls me up. It's at the tail end of COVID, and says, Rabbi, I have a problem. We're about to expand our building, and we're going to demo the back half of the home, and I don't know what to do with these Jewish prayer boxes that are on some of the doorposts of the rooms in the back of the house. Could you help me out? So I, of course, contacted the Jewish Museum of Maryland and said, would you be interested in having these mezuzot from Joseph A. Bank's home? And they said, yes, we'd actually be delighted to have them. We don't have a lot from Joseph A. Bank in our collection. All you have to do is go collect them. Well, I'm not a museum conservator. I don't really know anything about how to take artifacts from a home, but I had a hammer. So I took my hammer, and I met Torben over at the St. Francis Center, and Torben took me up onto the second floor, and we went to the back side of the house of this beautiful big mansion, which is about to be expanded to do wonderful after-school programs for children. And he showed me the doorposts that had these mezuzot on them. They were unremarkable mezuzot, kind of flat. You could make out a little bit that they had the shin, I think, on the mezuzah, but it was like 100 years of shellacked paint on top of these things, you could imagine. So here that I am with my hammer, and I took the back end and gently prying them loose from the doorposts and trying to keep them in decent shape, and then dropped them into a Ziploc bag and delivered them to the Jewish Museum, where I believe they're still part of the collection here to this day. I didn't send a picture of them, but imagine a picture of these pretty unremarkable shellacked mezuzot from Joseph A. Banks' home. So they're there. And I'll close by saying, as I think about mezuzot and the power of a mezuzah, of course, it's about passages. It's a time portal, really. That's what a mezuzah is. We just started the month of Nisan, the Jewish month of Nisan. 2 weeks from now, we'll be celebrating Passover. That's the original mezuzah story. That's where a mezuzah comes from. It was the doorpost of the homes that our ancestors painted the blood in order to protect themselves from Malach HaMavet, from the angel of death. And that is a time portal. But it's also a portal to times not quite so long ago, like the previous century, when Jewish families came to this beautiful city of ours, and they built homes, and they built businesses, and they put mezuzot on their doorposts. And when we lean into spaces, just as mezuzot lean into homes, we might build relationships with people even beyond the walls of our specific parochial communities. And when we do that, maybe that even opens up a portal to be able to reclaim some of our own heritage, which is what I was able to do on that day toward the end of the pandemic, when I stood there with Torben Green of the St. Francis Neighborhood Center and my hammer and reclaimed the mezuzot from the Joseph A. Bank family. And a little bit of the thriving, wonderful, vibrant Jewish community of yesteryear in central West Baltimore was aligned with the thriving, wonderful, rich Jewish community of the present day in central West Baltimore. The lives of people building homes, building businesses, and building stories.